The philosopher, whose name we can't mention, says this on the conflict in Ukraine with Russia. Expecting a swift and lightning-fast victory is not too realistic. Russia has launched a military operation and is conducting it successfully. But a military operation always means losses, and not only for the enemy. Moreover, the Russian troops have ruled out preemptive air attacks on civilian targets, which was used by the US and NATO in their wars against Yugoslavia, Iraq, and Afghanistan, etc. So things are going their way, but it is a hard and sacrificial part of war, and you have to be prepared for that, especially since our people are on the other side, and their losses are our losses. It is a lost people, but ours, hence the style of our actions. No provocateurs can make us hate Ukrainians. Neither now, nor after the inevitable and speedy victory. He continues on to say, the military operation is directed against Atlanticism and globalism, against a unipolar, that is, New World Order. It is a preventive operation, timely and logical. Russia is creating a really multipolar world right now. The multipolar world is different from the unipolar world, that is, the One World Order, because the decision similar to the one just made by Moscow cannot be made not only in Washington. That is the most important thing. After Hitler and Stalin were gone in the world, the Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas took over their functions. They started wars then, where and with whom they wanted, and the rest were ordered, shut up and do not move. The unipolar world is liberal Nazism. Russia rebelled against this world order, and Ukraine, seduced by liberal Nazism, alas, believed it and succumbed to the provocation. For this, it is now paying the price. Now, this philosopher, whose name we can't say, some of you will know, you can say it in the comments later today, but this is someone that I know and who has closely advised President of Putin on a number of questions for the past 20 years.